Jerry Bader Show 1124 on Friday, Rush Limbaugh said this, that it would be a gross error for Republicans to let Obama delay the individual mandate. Obama refused, this is Alipunit running in hot air, Obama refused to defund the law before it started wreaking havoc, so now his reward is getting to watch this car crash play out. In fact, that was a core argument among establishment Republicans against defund. Why stop a program that the Democrats own if you're convinced it'll be a wreck? I'm not an establishment Republican, and I said that. See, that I disagree that that argument was limited to establishment Republicans. Anyway, allow it to launch, and then when it wrecks, their credibility will wreck with it. Let it burn. Now Rush Limbaugh is essentially saying the same thing. I agree. At this point, let it wreck, which is what I have been saying for months. And they do own it. This is what was critical about Republicans staying strong during the vote when it was passed. And not one damn Republican voted for this thing. I told you back then that was critical. And it's critical now. And the key now is for people to say that, for Republicans to say, look, they own this. This is their mess. And Democrats are misreading a lot of what happened in Virginia. McAuliffe was leading by a wide margin. And it narrowed down the stretch. Why? Because of Obamacare. Obamacare is an albatross. Don't remove that from their neck. That millstone from their neck. Don't do that. If you will pardon the mixed metaphors there. Don't do that. They wanted it. They got it. Those who voted Democrat got it. Well, but it affects everyone. I understand that. But delaying it certainly is not the answer at this point. And all you're going to do is push the worst of it back after 2014. Why would you do that? And there is an answer to that. Well, because we should not intentionally inflict harm on Americans. We're not. We're allowing a policy to happen. It wasn't our policy. And that is what I think you do. And again, it's not just the stuff they lied about. It's the mental health care issue I just spoke about. That's going to destroy that equation that healthy young people are going to take up the slack here. They won't if they need a lot of mental health care, which can, in many cases, make them more expensive with someone with high blood pressure or high cholesterol like me or whatever. That's the problem. Then there's this, and a listener shared this with me. The Hill reported this. I'm not sure when it was, but a listener shared it. With everything else going to hell, guess what President Obama might turn back to for his legacy? I just cannot believe this. Okay, immigration reform appears dead. Gun control legislation is dead. Obamacare is in tatters. So what would he turn to? Climate change. Using the EPA and not Congress, he would now start imposing all the draconian rules on coal-fired electric power plants and other carbon villains in his mind, that he would now decide, well, we need to do something about climate change. Just think about it, and doesn't call it global warming anymore, because there hasn't been global warming since about 1998. So just think about it. He's going to go back to that? Really? That's going to be his saving grace? When the belief system has shifted so greatly on climate change because there hasn't been any global warming, and I don't normally call it climate change. I call it global warming. They got away from global warming when it stopped warming. That's when they went to climate change. That's his saving grace. Good luck with that. It's 10:30.